Okay. Thank you, Lord. We just praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. We praise you, Father, for all this wonderful rain that you've given us all the way over to the West Coast with Julie, too. And we thank you for it, Father. Let it rain, Lord, let it rain. We praise you, Father, for all that you're doing in each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us into that place that you want us to be in, Lord, and helping us to get rid of the flesh, help us get rid of self, help us get rid of the things that have hindered our walk, and we praise you for it, Father. Give us the great and bold faith to believe that you've already done it, Lord, that we're looking ahead and got our eyes on you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for allowing you to giving us your Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and to teach us the things that you want us to know. And Father, we thank you that tonight we're going to praise you, Father, with the help of some friends. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that it's going to be a sweet smell to your nostrils. And Lord, we just ask and we pray that we know that when we pray, Lord, that we have an open heaven. And I command every hindering spirit out of here, every distracting spirit out of here in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that tonight when we pray, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that our prayers are answered, like they have been in all the rest of the time that we've been praying on these outreach fellowships. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, be with us. Let your glory fall tonight, Lord, and let your gifts be in operation too. And we praise you, Lord, that they are, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, do we have any prayer requests? I got one. Go ahead, Missy. You had your hand up before I did.
I didn't know you had to raise your hand.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just talking to my mom, and my dad is going to have a cataract surgery next week on his one eye, and then the following week on his other eye. And also, I'm trying to think about my mom. She had she has like, she said it's bursitis, like basically in her tailbone in that area, and they gave her a cortisone shot today. And she's just really been having a lot of pain with it and all. And sometimes the cortisone shots don't take effect very, very quickly. Sometimes it takes a few days or whatever. So I like to pray for both those things. On she did say too that she's eventually going to have a knee surgery, which I don't think she said replacement, but I'm thinking that's what it is. I don't recall it. Anyway, even though she got some shots to tide her over till she does have surgery anyway in her knee. So, well, Father, thank you, Lord. I just ask you for your mercy and grace, and I just command this pain that my mom is having to go in the name of Jesus. And I command her to be healed in Jesus' name, and that she no longer need any more of these shots for this bursitis or whatever in her tailbone. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that. And Lord, I just ask you, Lord, to for the cataract surgeries for my dad to go well and no complications, Lord. And I thank you for doing that too. And Lord, I just can't wait till you come and do all this restoration, this revival stuff for all your elect, all my family and everybody else's family to have finally have that faith to believe, Lord, that you still do these things, that everything in your word is still true, Lord. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord. Just ask you to come quickly, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for giving them faith to believe your word and trust you, Lord. We ask that in the name of Jesus. But I can tell you this, that upcoming, God's going to clean out the old churches with his elect coming and running to the people that have the answers they're looking for. It's going to happen here very soon, it looks like. So I believe it. Thank you, Father, for doing that for all of our peoples that's out there in Jesus and that we've been praying for so many years. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You know, sometimes it's going to take a little bit of, maybe a lot of tribulation to get people's mind off of self and off of the things of the world. And I believe we're fixing to see that. Okay, anyone else? Yeah, David.
I have a prayer request for my brother. I was talking to him yesterday, I think. Yeah, it was yesterday. And he was telling me that his company is still not doing good. And he's like, I don't know if he's going to keep that company. So he's like, I might just quit it all. And I was like, that's what his family depends on. But I told him, I was like, let's do something. I was like, you hold off, back off a little and let God come in at this point. I was like, let God take control. I was like, and I'll be praying for you. I was like, and you pray as well. I was like, because, and just watch how God does his work. And I was like, I'll believe and you believe with me that by the end of the week, God is going to do something. And I want, if you guys can, please pray for him as well. Because I'm believing that whatever God does, God will get the glory for it. And it will bring my brother to salvation at that point. Because it's whenever you think you got nothing left, at that point when God comes in, you know that God's still with you. And I believe that that's going to happen. So you guys could pray. That would help.
Is this your brother's company you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Now his name is what?
His name's Edward, but it's short for Eddie. Eddie is short for Edward.
Okay. Yeah, I knew what you're talking about. Okay. Lord, we lift up David's brother, Eddie. And Lord, we thank you that you've given David bold faith to believe that when he declares and decrees something like that, you're going to fulfill it for him. And Father, we trust with him. We hook our faith up right alongside of him. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to get the glory. And we thank you, Lord, that there's going to be a miraculous thing like David prayed that happens, a change in his brother's company there, Lord, and that he will come back and tell David, you won't believe what happened. This is what happened. He's got us back right on the road, and David's going to declare to him. That's because we prayed and we believed what the word of God says, and he'll be able to share the gospel to his brother, Lord, bring him into the kingdom, and then he can pray for himself and have a good company there and hire good Christian folks there to run it with him. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Everybody said, glory to God, because it's done. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. David, that's done deal. I'm going to look for that testimony too. Amen. All right. Yeah, Pat.
I just wanted to plug in there. Father, I would just ask that you would grant Eddie a vision, a sign to him that would hit him in his heart, and that he would realize that the focus has come from you, that you are really turning his attention and his heart toward you, that you're using the circumstances on his job, whatever those circumstances are, Lord, you can open up his eyes and show him and reveal to him the condition of the world right now and where he stands and where he needs to be in, and that you would open up his heart and reveal a desire, just give him a desire to really look for you, to look to see if there is really a God, if he can make the connection himself. Father, we just ask that you would put that desire in him and let that light shine forth in him and draw him. And we thank you for it, Lord. For none of us come to the Father, but through Jesus, and that you draw us through Jesus and to Jesus, and we all return unto you. So we just thank you, Father, for your grace coming from that high mountain as that river of life that flows through down to us and through us right back to you again. And we thank you for that, Lord. We just bless Eddie, Lord, that you're bringing him into the kingdom. Just turn his heart towards home, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you for fulfilling that in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, there we go. Okay. Yeah, I have a good friend. He's not a Christian, but been talking to him. We've been taking walks, and he is on board very much with, you know, seeing the fraud with the election. He believes the COVID situation and everything, sees shenanigans going on there and so on. So, and I've been sharing from my perspective, from Christian perspective and so on, and saying what I believe will happen and all these things, and just a little, you know, maybe, well, I think exactly 2 weeks from today, we were out taking the last walk, and then I was really sharing certain things, and I thought that now I will have, and he was listening, and it was, he has not been rejecting anything I've been saying before either, but I really felt it was going quite well. And in the beginning of the week, his wife contacted me and said that he's had a stroke and has had surgery and moved into a city that is about 3 hours away from the air hospital there. So, and he's doing okay there, but he still has the, what do you call that in English? He this machine to help him to breathe, and they've not been able to remove that yet. His wife has given updates and everything to me. So, and I'm praying and believing that he, you know, he will be okay, and he will. I mean, I believe for his healing. I don't know exactly when and where the healing will take place. That might be a part of him and his wife being saved. That I don't know, that's up to the Lord, but I am standing in faith for him being saved and also for his complete healing whenever the timing for that is. So if you guys could believe and pray for that, I would be grateful. And if you can do the praying, Michael, I would be grateful too, because I am kind of tired. I don't know if I can
say
pray right now.
Yeah, sure. What's his name, Mike?
His name is Torbjörn.
Is what?
Torbjörn.
Okay, Torbjörn. Lord, we lift up Torbjörn to you. We thank you, Lord, that your healing power is available to him. And in the name of Jesus right now, we command this attack on him to cease in the name of Jesus. We command all the symptoms from this attack to leave his body in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask that you do it in such a way that his wife would take notice. Hey, what is this? And that he could explain to her, yes, it's God. And you need to give your life to him. And Father, I thank you that you're going to do this for Torbjörn. And I praise you, Father, that I'm like Mike. It's already done. He's healed. He's delivered. His wife is coming into the kingdom. His family's coming into the kingdom. And it's going to be a great sign to all that God still heals. And we praise you for it, Father. We praise you for this mighty miracle that you're performing, even as we speak, Lord. And I praise you for it, Father. I remember, Lord, that time back in Arkansas when I pulled into this neighbor's house and he'd had a stroke and they had to pull him up off the floor, put him into a wheelchair, wheel him out to the ambulance. And I asked him, he was a Baptist. I asked him, I said, Lehman, you ready to, you want to come out of that wheelchair? He said, I sure do. I said, well, in the name of Jesus, come out. And he came out and he was healed. And Lord, I thank you that the same thing has happened to Torbjörn right now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power upon him right now in Jesus' name. And I ask and I pray, Father, you grant repentance to his wife in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody see it? Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I believe it.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Greg, go ahead.
Thank you. I have a prayer thing as well, and I may have even raised this here earlier. On Monday coming, we're part of this early. On Monday coming, I have been asked to go to the Supreme Court in my state, which is not quite as high as the Supreme Court in the US, but it's high enough. As a prayer support and prayer and support person, I suppose, for a friend who is dealing with something, and I don't know the whole details of it, but there was some loan that was secured against the house that her and this woman and her son are living in, which is partly owned by her and her mother. Anyway, that's a bit complicated, but and I from what I understand, it was to do with, you know, getting funds to deal with a complicated legal situation, the family court and stuff before. I don't know the details. And to my mind, it was kind of one of those tangled things. And I was thinking just now how to pray for it. And I was thinking of the prophet's wife that Elisha told, go and get a whole lot of jars of oil because the children were, you know, about to be taken off into slavery to pay a debt, which some commentators think was the guy who hid the prophets, you know, when Elijah was having a bit of a depressive episode. May not have been, there's no, you know, strong evidence either way. But anyway, God sorted it out. And I'm just going to pray around that. And I will go because I have had, you know, solace and support from this family in the past. And while it may have not have been the right thing to do initially, having been in those sort of straits myself, you know, you're kind of like, you don't know what the right things to do at the time when all those things are being swirled around you and getting chucked into courts, etc. So if you can just, I'll pray if you want to agree. If someone else wants to pray, then great. Lord, I just want to cover the situation I just described as best I can. And Lord, I don't know the ins and outs. I know you do. But I do know that this household has... is looking to you to rescue them. And Lord, I can't explain it, but the things you have shown me about courts and the system, in recent days even, and it's boggling, Lord, and they bounce us around from pillar to post. I just want to ask, because I have had assistance, Lord, I want to ask you to repay that debt. I want to call your power down to sort the situation out so that this mother and son can continue to live in the place they're in. Or something better, Lord. I'm not going to confine you to how to solve this. But I, Lord, you're no respecter of persons. And as I've just mentioned, you solved the problem for the widow whose sons were about to be taken as slaves in payment for a debt. And Lord, I want to ask that you would do the same, because you're no respecter of persons, for Kristen and her son Banjo. Amen. Over. That'll do.
Amen. I believe it. Thank you, Father. Lord, just like she did, I believe, Lord, that money, whatever penny, every penny will be paid off before the time's needed, in the name of Jesus, that they would know that it was you, Lord. And we praise you, we glorify you, Father, for helping this mother and her son, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. I just hooked my faith up with Greg, and we believe it's done, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Father, for doing this. As a testimony to your grace and your mercy upon us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe it.
Thank you.
Everybody else does too, don't they? Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, Lana or Theo or both?
I just want to thank the Lord for bringing me home early today. It was a half day today, so that was good. I got to be here instead of in the car.
Awesome.
So that's
thank
good.
You, Lord.
And I also got to work with one of my fellow consultants here. He's out of Texas, and he came up to Illinois as well. And we got to talking about just his life, and he was raised going to church, and he left all of that behind. And his wife is not religious and seriously against Trump, where he's the opposite. He's against Biden. And it's like a war in their house for the last few years. And his health is going down the drain. They're both gaining weight. And it's just like the spirit of whatever is affecting his wife. Like, he can't even touch the topic of abortion or she'll divorce him, you know, and he knows it. Because she's for it, he's against it. And it's like this thing in the house, you know. And he prefers to be traveling away from home because there's no peace in the home and his health is going down. And so we just talked, and we talked about his spiritual life. And he started opening up to me. He's my age and on all kinds of prescriptions now. And he's like, don't ever go to a doctor, because you're going to come out with a bunch of diseases you don't know you had.
That's the truth too.
I was like, okay, I'll keep that in mind. So I just wanted to pray for him. Father, I just want to bring to you Wes again. And I thank you, Father, that you gave us an opportunity to speak and share testimonies to each other. And he's been keeping up with all of the deep state corruption, and he's pro-Trump, and he believes that his wife is following a seriously evil agenda, and she doesn't even know it, and it's causing great faction in their house. And so I just want to come against this spirit of Jezebel in this woman that wants to control basically the entire household, where he can't even speak about certain topics, or else she threatens divorce. And so in the name of Jesus, by the authority of Jesus granted to us, we come against all these spirits of faction. And Jezebel has to go in the name of Jesus. And all these health issues that Wes is experiencing become against those as well. They have to leave. He was raised in the faith. He believes in that there is a side of evil that Satan is controlling, and just open his eyes, Father, and bring him back. We call his soul into salvation, and his entire family and his daughters, and that you fix this household, Father, and you set them straight. And in Jesus' name I pray. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You say he's a believer?
He was, and I'm pretty sure he still is.
Okay.
But it was interesting because his parents didn't go to church, but he did. He would always go every youth group, every Sunday he was in church. But then with his wife, he just, you know, they're not in any kind of.
Amen.
Yeah.
What's his name, Phil?
He goes by Wes, Wesley is his full name.
Okay. Well, Father, we lift up Wes to you. And Lord, we ask and we pray that you would teach him faith and authority. And we praise you for it, Father, that he has the authority in that household to bind up that Jezebel spirit and that rebellious spirit in his wife. And Father, we thank you for doing that, for open up those scriptures like a neon sign to him, Lord, that he can know. He doesn't have to sit down and argue with it. All he has to do is hit his knees and start praying. And praying against the spirits in his house, against, like Phil was talking about, that spirit of faction has to go. And that stupid spirit of the Democratic Party on her, we command it to be bound up and cast out of there in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that we're going to see a change in Wesley's family. And we praise you, Father, because you're going to get the glory and the honor for doing it in the name of Jesus. We break the power of Satan over that woman right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask and we pray that you open up her mind's eye, her spiritual eyes, to see the devastation she's doing to her family. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Go ahead, Jenny.
I'd just like to add on to that a little bit. In the name of Jesus, we just bind these spirits of fear, intimidation, and threats. In Jesus' name, we bind the spirits of control and manipulation that are happening in this woman's mind, that she thinks she has to do this. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for pouring out a spirit of grace and repentance on both of them, Lord, where they both need to be corrected and come to you, Lord, that you draw them by your love, for their sense of knowing that they are outside of something, Lord, they don't even know what it is, but you're just a move, Lord, of your spirit. We ask, God, that they will see that they are treading in dangerous waters and are about to lose a lot of things, Father, and I pray, God, that you move quickly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, Rion.
I have to tell you about my hilarious wife in next to me. I said, we've got this function coming up tomorrow, which is what I want us to pray for, but we need to do some spiritual warfare on that. she told me, I think yesterday or the day before, she said, Shalondal and Demetrius were fighting. And I thought, I said to her now, were they quarreling amongst each other or were they having a battle? She's like, no, they were having they're fighting demons. I said, oh, should I call for some reinforcement? She said, yes, it's about time you send yours. But as many of you know, and I hope you don't judge me, but I do work for a Chinese company. And
No, good gracious.
I asked God every day, when is he taking us away? Yeah. And it's so funny. I keep to myself and I don't have ambition but I work hard and do what I need to do. And he gives me tremendous favor there. It's amazing. It's actually quite hilarious. We talk about that often.
It's comical.
So, that's right. You work for Democrats, not too, which is worse. It's the 85th year anniversary of this town that they've been mining here in Tasmania. And there's a whole delegation of people descending onto this place tomorrow. Many of our Chinese CO will be here. There'll be the Chinese consulate of Tasmania, the governor of Tasmania will be here.
The direct representation from the monarchy.
Yes, Her Excellency Kate Warner, which I said, it's fine, I'll stand up for when she walks in, but I'm not going to bow down. And it wasn't taken very well. But I think 100 odd politicians from government, all in this small little place. So the request is that we've done spiritual warfare for this place a long time, and we see lots of good work in that. And so I just want to pray and come against some of these principalities and spirits that would obviously try and come with them. So. And then for everybody else to send their reinforcements to come help out Claire's angels here next to me. So Lord, Father, I just want to bring this whole day to you tomorrow, Lord, on this tiny little place we live in and these people are descending on. And our fight is not against flesh and blood, Father, but our fight is against the powers and principalities. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, I bind any evil spirit that would try and come down this little road over this mountain. And we already have put a hedge around this place, Father, and that every single one of those demon spirits will be left behind on that road, and they will not be able to enter. So I come against the spirit of communism in the name of Jesus, not just in the delegates that are coming, Father, but the spirit of that's in this town as well, Lord, and we command it to go in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come against the factious and division-causing spirits that come here, Lord. I come against the liberal spirits, Lord, and any of the evil deep state spirits that would be part of any of these government officials, Lord, they are not allowed in this place, Lord. And then for the community members that are experiencing jealousy and envy, I bind that in the name of Jesus, and they will not overtake them with this in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you for that, Father. We send forth your angels to do warfare for this whole weekend. We protect every single child that's going to be at that fun fair tomorrow in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you to just put a hedge around them as well. Let them not be open to any attacks from the enemies. And when all the other delegates arrive tomorrow, Father, they will just be completely subdued and numb and take whatever they have with them. They'll take it back with them, Father, and leave this place alone in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, we just hook our faith up with Rihanna and Claire, and we declare it so in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. CCP, you don't have any place in that area in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm pitching as well. I'll pitch in as well.
Okay, go ahead.
Rosebery, isn't it? That's what the town's called, isn't it?
It's Rosebery with one R. They've missed an R.
Lord, you know how to spell it. sorry. Lord, I just want to declare your word in this situation. Lord, I don't call dishonor on these dignitaries, but I'm not going to honor them above you. This is the truth of the situation. You have given Claire and Rhiannon the same blessings as Abraham. And Abraham was blessed with this, but everywhere his foot treads would be his ground. And Lord, you walk in these two and their children. And Lord, everywhere their foot treads, I claim it for you. And everyone who treads on that ground, Lord, I claim them for you as well. We claim them for you. Sorry, I don't get too, ignore myself a whole lot here. But yes, Lord, that scripture, enemy, you bow to the scripture. We call them bound and corralled, and nothing of the spirits behind they represent or control them will have any effect, any dominance in Rosebery. Amen. Over.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. It is so. Praise you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to hear the victory. Thank you, Lord. Okay, let's see. Tim?
Yeah, I got a quick prayer request. There's a mechanic here in town. It's been a real blessing to this ministry. His name is Mitchell. I just got off the phone with him, and he's got to make a run down to Georgia tomorrow to pick up a rig, and he's going to a place that really doesn't have very good service after the sale, and they're notorious for making you wait around for your vehicle. And he said it could take him all day to get his rig loaded up, and might cost him another deal that he's trying to do at the same time. So I just want to, you know, have everybody put their faith together and pray that the Lord would put it in the people's hearts down there to show favor to Mitchell, to recompense his good that he's done here for us, and to get him in and out of there quickly, and bless him with a safe trip and a quick trip down, and just show, you know, your power, Lord, and giving him favor with these people that really don't care about other people's time, and just to bless him for the blessings he's been for us. So thank you, Lord, for watching over him. Thank you for expediting this transaction tomorrow and getting him down there and back safely. And let him know that I told him we'd pray for him, and let him see that you do answer prayer, and that you're blessing him for the blessing he's been. So thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for blessing Mitch. We praise you for it, Father, that he's going to be surprised that it didn't take him any time to go down there and get that and get on back in Jesus' name. Praise you, Father. He has. He has been a blessing to this ministry. Thank you, Lord. All right, David.
I got a praise report. A while back, I don't know if you guys remember, I was praying that God blesses me with wisdom and love for his word and desire to read his word. Well, for the past 3 days, God has been waking me up early so that way I could, before I have to take off, I have time to read the word, pray. There were times I would be reading in mid-chapter, a thought comes to me to check my phone. I check my phone and I'm like a minute late. So I'm like, all right, God, I gotta run. So I close the Bible, put it up, and I take out the door. And I just thank God that he answered the prayers.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we know that you're going to bless the people that bless you. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. That's a good one. All right. Anybody else? Yes, Claire.
I just have a quick praise report, which I thought was quite lovely. Tabitha's going well, and we had quite a stressful day yesterday in that half of my order that I ordered for my groceries for the week that I had to pick up on Wednesday, we were caught in a shower. I couldn't check the bags that everything was there because it was pouring down with rain and I was freezing. So I just like shoved everything in the car. And then yesterday morning, I realized half of my stuff wasn't in the trolley. And it's not like I'm just gonna, you know, hour and a half it up the coast to get the extra bags. But because of that, we actually had a little Seder meal last night, us and the Swanepoel family, to celebrate Passover, because we're not getting under the law or anything. We just wanted to show the kids what it was like. And we made all these like Jewish things, you know, like matzah and all these other things I can't pronounce. But the day was quite stressful because I didn't have any ingredients. So it was like, well, we've got one car, Rian's at work. I can't run down to the store in the rain. What are we going to do? Anyway, this sad little shop that we have in the town actually had everything that we needed, which was great. But all through the day, like things were building up, like the oven wasn't working properly and my timer didn't go off for creme brulee because I still made a decent dessert, like, you know, and all of this kind of stuff. And so it was just quite stressful. But every time there was this pressure point, I was just mindful to pray. And then at about 3:30, something else went wrong. And Tabitha just looked at me and she's like, Mommy,
the devil is not going to win. I thought, yes, this child is so cool, man. And then this morning she said to me, are you going to go on the fellowship today? And I said, yes. And she said, well, I just love it when you go on the fellowship. She says, every time it seems like there's more people and we just get to hear about so many more miracles. I love it. And I thought, how nice, you know, even if they're not hear it.
Yeah.
So praise be to God for all of you.
Thank you, Lord. That was quite lovely. It was. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Love it. All right. Anybody else? Oh, yeah. Here we go. Go ahead, Phil.
I just wanted to thank the Lord again for the message last night on the podcast, Earth Podbean, the Bible study. The Lord has been putting it on my mind, my heart, and my wife as well, you know, separately, these topics about purifying the house and what it truly means to be a Christian. You know, that it's nothing physical. And yesterday's Bible study was just spot on. It was exactly what we needed to hear. And if y'all could just pray for us, and as we continue to purify our households, our walk, so that we have nothing fleshly in our walk as Christians. It's all spiritual, every bit of it. And it's such a simple idea that everybody misses, you know. I mean, ourselves, you know, us too. And just thank you, Father, for opening our eyes even more all the time, you know. So.
Amen. Yes, Lord, we do that.
Keep us in your prayers, please.
Yes, Lord, we pray that for everybody in this place, that we would all have a God consciousness in our families, in our household, and in our way we walk out in the world, that we would always be led by your Spirit, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you're doing that and that we're coming into this time where we're going to be, people are going to be wondering, well, why did he get upset because of what's going on? Or they don't get upset. I don't understand this. And we can explain to them why we don't get upset, because we rest in the knowledge of the Lord. And Father, we thank you for doing that for everybody in here. And the people that are out there listening to it too, Lord. Thank you, Father. We praise you for cleaning us up in Jesus' name. What's Greg putting up there? Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. That's done deal. Anybody else? Yeah, Geneva.
Hey, everybody. So I was thinking, I was like, all these good praise reports, and I was like, you know, I love to praise the Lord, and there's not anything that he hasn't blessed me with. It all comes from the Lord, so thank you, Jesus. But I do want to say, and I know Isaac's still at work, but our mom, so for pretty much all my life, our mom has struggled with spirits, and she's had a hard life, but the Lord has always kept his hand around her, and me and Isaac have always really believed for her. And we know that God's going to bring her, we know that he's going to bring her home and bring her the way that she needs to be. And she, she puts us to our test sometimes, and I don't know how to explain her. I don't know how to explain my mom. She's real sweet, but everyone says she's a free spirit, and she is. But here lately, and I know that God's blessing me from just being able to be on this ministry with you all and reading my word, and same for Isaac. But it's like God is just kind of like taking over, and mom has been really – she's been more with it here lately. And she's been more positive, and she's been, she said a prayer. I was driving to work the other day, and I was on my way to work, and sometimes I have to be careful about when I choose to call her, because she can be kind of grumpy. So I was like, I'm going to call her anyways. It's my mom. And so I called her, and I was telling her, you know, Mom, I got this interview. Say a prayer for me. And so she said a prayer for me, and it was so powerful, and it was so strong. And I was just like, the whole time I was just like, thank you, Lord, that you are, I know you're doing something in her. And then I talked to her a while ago, and it's kind of funny. I don't have kids, but I call my dog my child. So she sent a card in the mail that said to her granddaughter, and she put $10 in there for a cheeseburger Happy Meal for my dog. I don't know. But anyways, I sent her a picture and said, you know, she sure is happy. But she told me, you know, she's like, I've been walking with my mom, and we've been going on walks in the morning and, you know, talking about the Lord and stuff. And I know that God is going to bring her in. The Lord is going to take care of our mom. And anyways, it says respect your parents and you'll, you know, have a long life in the Word. And I know that God's going to take care of her. So I just want to thank him in advance, because I know he's doing a work in her and I can feel it. And I know that God is blessing her because of, you know, because we're putting our eyes on Jesus, and Jesus will take care of the rest. So that's it.
Amen. That's the attitude you have, is you believe. Yep, she's coming in, glory to God. She will. Amen. We believe it, Lord, with Geneva and Isaac both. That Mom is coming in, glory to God, in a mighty way. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We break the power of whatever this free spirit is in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, for opening up her eyes, spiritual eyes, and her spiritual ears, to hear the gospel and to believe it. Thank you, Father, for whatever it takes. Lord, you know how, what it takes to get her in, and we're going to leave it up to you. She's on your altar. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Pat, I believe, what's next?
Before we leave Geneva there, I'd just like to add to that prayer. Father, thank you for Geneva's mother and the things that you're doing in her. And thank you also, Lord, that you have prepared her for Geneva, and that you are doing a work even in Geneva and her family through this process as well. So we thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. We just ask you that you would give grace, and that you would, Geneva would be able to learn all the things that you're teaching her through this process, just through humbling herself to your word, honoring her mother, as your word says, Lord. And we thank you that you are blessing her life, in Jesus' name. And I wanted to also join with Theo, I believe is what he said, that the Lord has been using that message yesterday as well with me, of cleaning out the house. And the thing is that I see within myself, I know that the Lord has gave me a focus on that scripture in Ezekiel, I think 36, of that new heart that he gives, that he has given us through his covenant. And based upon that, that is kind of been my focus and my desire, my attention, and my seeking the Lord. And so this message last night kind of hit me in that, revealing things within me that need to be tossed out of this house, my house, this temple. And so the Lord gave me a scripture. I just want to read through it. There's a group of scriptures here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, in starting in verse 4. And this was an answer to a prayer I asked, which I should have copied that down. But I asked, I believe, what are you doing within me? What are you trying to do, Lord? And he gave me this, how can I cooperate with you in this process, in this cleaning process? Verse 4 says, I thank God always concerning you for the grace of God given you in Christ Jesus. And when I thought of the grace of God, I thought of a couple of scriptures there, that we are saved by grace, and that grace is so powerful that God gives grace to the humble, and to the proud he resists. And so there is an aspect of cooperating there with God's word, humbling ourselves to his word, that he uses in order to give us grace. So there's a cooperation there. We can resist grace, being proud, resist grace, or we can receive grace by humbling ourselves to his word. And it's that very grace by which we are saved. That in everything ye were enriched in him through this grace, in all utterance and all knowledge. And it just seemed that God gives us knowledge, specific truths, specific understanding, and gives us the power to utter that, to proclaim that. As, verse 6, this is where my finger landed, as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. And in that testimony, or that expression, that proclaiming, that giving out of that word, Christ was confirmed in us, is confirmed in us by that very grace that he gives to the humble, that humble themselves to his word. And that whole process God does within us, that we are behind in no gift, awaiting the revelation or the revealing of the Lord Jesus Christ within us. I obviously threw that last thing in there because this is what he is doing within me, is that he wants to reveal his life unrestrained within me, within us. And it's all by this grace and how we cooperate with this grace and proclaim his word. And in that testimony, in that proclamation, in that agreement with his word, that life happens at the same time. Not before, but happens at the time. who also shall confirm you to the end unreprovable in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. That he, the author and finisher of our faith, will not leave us destitute, but will take us on through into the end. Faithful the God through whom ye were called into the fellowship of his son Jesus. Excuse me. So I'm not through this process yet. Maybe we don't ever get through it, but I know that there is a completion. And that completion is what I'm looking for. What I'm looking for in Jesus right now, in the Lord, is that He knows where I am at in this balance of power, in this struggle. And I know that that his grace, he is able to bring me through whatever hurdles that I have to, that I'm facing within this. And it's all related to proclaiming his word, expressing that word in agreement out from me, out into the air, into my circumstances and everything else. I do it rather easily here in the group, obviously, but when I get out to work, when I get out into the world, it's for whatever reason, it is more difficult. I don't know if it's a fear of the Lord thing or what, but all I know is I want it gone and I want to know how to respond in the environment that I'm in a way that's pleasing to God, and to for him to remove all of the restrictions within me that hinder that process. So I guess this is a confession and a prayer request all at one time. And so I just, I lay it in your hands, Lord, and I thank you. I confess my need to my brothers and sisters here. I confess my heart to you, Lord, that I love you. And I desire that your life freely flow through me to bless those that you've called me to speak to in this life and in this world. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for flowing freely through Pat at all times, Father. We thank you, Lord, for giving wisdom and discernment to him and to know that really all he needs to do out in the world is just be an example to the people around him, Lord. And we praise you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you're doing that in Pat. In Jesus' name, praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Making a mighty man of God out of him, wherever he goes. Okay, Dave.
Okay.
What? Somebody say something?
I'd like to pray.
Go ahead, sir.
Lord, I just lift up Pat to you, and I pray that you grant him boldness to go out there and speak what you want him to speak to the ones that you send him across this path, that he wouldn't come against any evil spirits that would try to hinder that from happening. No intimidation, but that you will give him the words to speak that will help minister to those ones that you bring across his path. Father, just help him to continue to walk in your will and your way. And thank you, Father, for this brother. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Dave.
I'll say it quick. So last week, my son, Aaron, was feeling a little lowly, you know, a little feverish, on and off, and you know, a little achy and all that stuff. And my wife's kind of getting a little, you know, oh boy, you know, thinking that COVID stuff, you know. And I'm saying, he'll be fine, he's good, he'll be all right. Tells Aaron, just cast it off, you know, be fine. So he took a couple of days off, you know, but he still made it through and he's okay. Nothing big. And so my wife is, you know, she's the big on doctors and all that stuff. So got to know where she's coming from. Doesn't really have that. She'll say she has faith, but, you know, she doesn't really know how to act on that faith. So she had a colonoscopy Monday. So I took her in for that, you know, being a nice husband and all that, and drove her home because she had to have some, had to have a driver. And so that evening, when I went to bed Monday evening, I felt like, oh man, I feel like I'm getting a fever, and I could just feel it trying to come on me. And about middle of the night, I said, enough of this, you're done, get out of here. In the name of Jesus, you're not coming on me. I don't receive this in the name of Jesus. You got to go. So confess my savior, you know, that he's took that price. I don't have to have this. So I woke up Tuesday and I'm fine. All right, good. Go to work, you know, normal day. You know, start off a little slow, but it just, you know, than a normal day anyways. It worked fine. Then Wednesday, I woke up and I started having a headache. And I, what is this headache? Not working, thinking, man, should I have a couple aspirin? It was that kind of headache. Like, you know, I know a couple aspirin knocked this out of the park, but I said, no. I'm going to stand on faith. Headache, you got to go in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to receive this, you know, got to go. Just did my thing, working. All of a sudden, I realized after I'm breathing a couple times real heavy, just like, you know, not receiving this. After about an hour, I realized, oh, my headache's gone. Okay, fine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, you know. So tonight, before I come home, my wife texts me. My daughter, I guess she's been feeling kind of sickly a little bit lately. She just thought she, because she's going to school, right? So she spends a lot of time on homework. This is her last semester. And she'll get a bachelor's degree after this in May. And so she's kind of under the gun, but she's starting to feel a little bad too. So this thing's kind of passing through the family. But she has to go to school. So she goes to school and she gets checked and says, oh yeah, you got COVID. So, you know, so she has to come home. But she's not really feeling that bad. Just a little out of sorts, you know, just a little fevery, a little achy, just like my son, but not really nothing serious. And my wife texts me when I was at work, says, oh, your daughter's got COVID. And I said, oh, okay. I said, I'll talk to you when I get home. And I got home and I said, oh, how you feeling? She says, oh, okay, that's fine, good. Yeah, you know, just, you know. I said, Becky, I said, I told her what happened with me. I said, because I didn't tell her I started to feel feverish and I cast it off. I said, this will happen to me Monday and this will happen to me Wednesday. I said, this thing has really, it's nothing, it has no authority. We get to cast it off us. But my wife is kind of always going to the worldly ideas about how you do things and wait for the CDC and all that, what we got to do next. And so I'm trying to work faith in my family and show them how things work, that, you know, this stuff hasn't got authority over us. It may try to come on you, but you have the authority to kick it off you and not receive it in the name of Jesus. Okay. So anyways, just wanted to say that testimony. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness and your word for giving us authority over these things. We do have a Psalm 91 Passover. And if Satan does try to come on us, we have the authority over these things.
Amen.
Amen. In our family, we need to be a testimony. I mean, the Lord's good enough to let them not feel the full effects, but he's also there to let them see the authority you have in your life over it, so they too can have that authority. They have to have the willingness and the reason to want to go there. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for a witness to our family. All right, Gayno, go ahead.
I got a telephone call from my friend in Nebraska, and I just want to lift up her husband. He was in the hospital for a few days. He had a stroke and a heart attack in 2015, and he just really, you know, he didn't recover from that. He's not been able really to care for himself, and he's just progressively getting weaker, and he fell. Thank the Lord he didn't hit his head or anything, but he was in the hospital from Sunday to yesterday, and they're going to run more tests. They believe it's his heart. And so they're going to check him, and they're going to check his wife in a week or so, give them further tests, both of them, for their heart. And I would just like to lift both of them up. With Dick, I'm actually more concerned about his salvation, because it seems like he hasn't really talked much since he had the stroke 6 years ago. But when he was talking, he always said his wife was a spiritual one. And I have not heard him ever say anything that, you know, made me come to the conclusion that he's gotten a closer relationship with the Lord. And so I would just like to lift him up for that and for strength as well. So, Father, I just thank you that you know his heart, you know where he is. I really don't, but I just pray, Father, that you would draw him to yourself, that you would just show him his need to know you and to believe in you, to stand on your word, and to seek you for strength. And I thank you also for being with his wife, for giving her strength. And I know that you're doing a work in her, and I'm going to believe that you are also doing a work in her husband, Dick, at the same time. And I thank you and I praise you for what you're doing. And I'll just put them in your hands. I thank you and praise you. In Jesus' Amen. Name. Yeah.
Amen. Can I pray for him, Gano?
You sure can.
All right. In the name of Jesus right now, I break the power that's hindering Dick from coming into the kingdom right now in Jesus' name. And I declare and decree that your salvation is assured. And we thank you for it, Father. We ask, Father, that you grant repentance to Dick and Lord, that you would draw him now unto you, Lord. And we thank you for it. And we're going to see a testimony from this family, from her, yes, that, yeah, he has accepted. He is a part of the kingdom now. And Father, we just praise you and we glorify you because we know we have an open heaven and we know, Lord, that that's what you want to do. Your love and your grace and your mercy far exceeds anything that we could ever understand, Lord. And we thank you for drawing him in, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. That's done deal.
It sure is. Look forward. Thank you. Sure Amen. Will. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? I want to pray for one of our own, Denny. You know, Debbie and Denny. Denny's come under attack, and we prayed for him, and I want y'all to agree with me, okay? In the name of Jesus, I break the power of this spirit of infirmity that has come upon Denny in Jesus' name. And I command you by the power and the blood of Jesus to leave him right now in Jesus' name and take all the symptoms with you in the name of Jesus. And I bind up the spirits of pharmakia that has come and visited him today in the form of relatives in the name of Jesus, that they will have no effect upon him right now in Jesus' name, that he won't listen, that he's going to hold on to the gospel. And we praise you, Father, that Denny is healed, delivered, and set free. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it, Father, that we're going to hear the testimony tomorrow night in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. We believe, Lord, we believe. Thank you, Lord. Y'all believe that? Thank you, Lord. Then he's coming back in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good guy. Okay. Did everybody get the email? Yeah, Justin, go ahead.
Yes, I just want some prayer for a friend. They kind of we went to church with them before we joined this ministry, but they just got some news that his wife has a little thing of cancer on her lung, and they're debating on whether they should like take out part of her lung or do chemo and all that. And I prayed with them today, and I believe that the Lord has healed her. And I just wanted to like just the increase of faith of this ministry to be in agreement and it be a witness for them as well. And so, yeah.
Okay. All right. What's his name or her name?
Holly.
Holly. Do you mind if I pray for her too?
Oh, please.
Okay. Father, we lift up Holly to you. And Lord, we thank you that this is going to be a wonderful testimony to your grace and your mercy upon her. And I thank you, Lord, for the authority that you've given everybody in this room and her too, in Jesus' name. And in the name of Jesus right now, I command that spirit of cancer off of her You go in the name of Jesus. And I command that spirit of the fear of cancer to go in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that you're going to show the medical field that you're the true healer, that all they can do is put band-aids on stuff or move the curse around, but you remove it completely. And Father, we thank you for doing that for Holly in Jesus' name, and that she's going to also be a mighty woman of God because of it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that we put our faith up with Lacey and Justin, that Holly is healed, delivered, and set free from the spirit of cancer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Whew. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yep. That spirit's gone from her. Yeah, Missy, did you want to pray?
Well, yeah, but I have another prayer request that I just remembered.
Well, hang on. Let me get Mike first. He was ahead of me. Okay. If he's got another prayer request, okay?
I'm still not getting your emails, Michael. Seems to be a difficult list to get on.
Well, okay. I'll make the announcement here in just a minute. I'm sorry, Mike, that you're not getting it. It may be the socialist government over there holding it up. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
check your junk or junk mail.
Yeah, please. Check your junk or trash mail.
Checking. No, there's nothing there. It's never been.
Okay. All right. Well, let me write your name down here and make sure I don't forget to check, Mike. And Vanita says she didn't get it. We command this spirit of robbing my mail in the name of Jesus out of here. All right. Quit that diverting the mail out. All right. Go ahead, Missy.
My mom, another thing that she said going on with her, she has a thyroid issue. She has a goiter and it keeps getting bigger. She said, the doctor said, well, we have to do a biopsy. So, and you know, what comes to mind right away with that, the reason they're, you know, but anyway, so I just want to, we just pray, against, any kind of cancer. We, in the name of Jesus, we forbid that to be upon my mom and we just command my mom's thyroid to be healed and command that to shrink in Jesus' name. And I thank you and I praise you. And I just, I cast down the spirit of fear of cancer too in the name of Jesus off my mom. Because I, Lord, you know, I've heard her talk about cancer a couple different times, a couple different things. And I just command that fear of cancer and that spirit of cancer. Cancer to go from my mom. You're not permitted on my mom in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that when they do this biopsy, they're not going to find anything in Jesus' name. And we just, like I said, command that to shrink in Jesus' name.
Amen. Lord. Amen. I wasn't laughing at you, Missy. I didn't even know I was unmuted. I was laughing at Phil and Lana's answer down there about the email. something about the pigeons got misdirected or something. Anyway, praise God. All right. Anyone else? Yes, we believe it, Missy. We cook our faith up to yours and believe that her mom is healed and delivered and set free from cancer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anyone else? Y'all ready to do a little praising? Ooh, ain't got a whole lot of time, but we're going to do it. Thank you, Lord. Let me make this announcement. Saturday night, 8 o'clock on this Zoom outreach right here, we're going to do communion. And it was requested by Petra that we do it with the locals. And so we're going to do it with the locals. That's about the only time that we can do it here locally. And I apologize if it's inconvenient for you. But it's going to be an awesome time. It's on the weekend, so you can make up your sleep if it's going to be a big problem. But we'll do it at 8 o'clock Saturday night, this coming Saturday, and the locals will all be here as well. So, yeah, there you go. Get your locals together, too. Bring the CCP. They need to be saved, too. Bless God. bring the highest one of them. Bring him in here. Glory to God. Yeah. No, Greg, you're not the highest one. Go ahead, brother.
So this Zoom room, not Dave's Zoom room, you're over there.
This Zoom room, because our local knows this number. That's cool. Don't know Dave's.
Roger.
So we're going to have it on here, if that's all right with everybody.
I'll approve.
Never mind. We're going to do it on this one anyway.
If you go to mine, it might not be there.
Okay, we're going to we'll just extend it on into the prayer meeting after that, if that's all right with everybody. That way, maybe some of them will want to stay with us, you know. So we'll see. But anyway, Saturday night, 8 o'clock, Eastern Daylight Time. Okay. What was I going to do? There we go. Clara showed me. We got to boogie down. All right.
Michael, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
About God's grace and mercy for me. Last week, during my whole week, I was feeling something amiss, something is not right. So I was praying about it, and Wednesday morning, the Lord gave me a vision on termites eating a wooden floor from underneath. So I was praying about it, but I didn't get anything from it. But late Sunday afternoon, I was also praying and to the Lord, and asked me, show me what's wrong, what's missing in my life, things that's. And he gave me a vision of me hanging on a rope, but I can't see the bottom. I can't see the ground. That gave me a really big scare of there's something missing in my life. And later that afternoon, the Lord showed me 3 things in my life that need to be corrected. And I can't think about the third one. The first one is... how do I spend my time? On what do I spend my time? And my eating habits, I'm not sure about the third one. So it's just amazing the Lord gave me grace to repent about it and get back with him. Thank you.
Okay. I didn't get all of that. Hang on just a second. Joe, did you need prayer or are you okay? I didn't understand all of that.
I was just telling about
the vision.
I got 2 visions. So one that's both of them, Lord showed me there's something amiss in my life and I have to repent about it. And I did repent about it. Lord is so gracious of me and has given me another chance to fix things.
Amen.
So thanks.
Okay. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Something I wanted to, I wasn't listening to the conference call, so I feel like I'm out of sync. My wife just called a minute ago, so are you still taking testimonials? You can, are you into the music part, or what's happening?
Well, we've been trying to get into the music part, but you go ahead. The testimony is better.
Well, also I had a song I wanted to play, if that's okay, somewhere in it. But that means I need to share my screen, but not the screen, just the music part, the audio part. What I want to bring up something that happened last night. Let me try to put this in the chat. Timothy Dixon talked about the 30 days and that God was going to shake Washington, D.C. Then he went on to talk about, I will shake the heavens and the earth. And, you know, I don't know if, maybe tomorrow the Passover is going to, something's going to happen. I don't know, because it's, you know, a prophecy type thing. You're still standing by the 30 days, though. And it sounds like it's more than just a spiritual thing. But anyway, I've been kind of in this before the Lord kind of stance, and just wanting to be right with Him. And, you know, I think like we all are. It was very, very late, actually early this morning, and I was very tired. And I had just finished listening to Michael, your talk on the Wednesday night broadcast. And it's awesome, you know, about John G. Lake and whatnot. And so I thought, well, instead of listening to the Bible again while I'm brushing my teeth, I thought, I'll listen to the Messiah, Handel's Messiah. So I started listening to that. I just started, you know, to use a phrase from the 70s or 60s or something, is I just started grooving on it. So let me post these texts. This is the sequence that I was listening to. And let me just see here. It's only allowing, let's see. Okay, yeah. So it's only allowing so much for me to post here. I don't know. Can't seem to scroll down. But anyway, the series of texts, it starts out with Comfort Ye, Isaiah 40, verses 1 through 3, "My Comfort Ye, My People." And then it goes on to Isaiah 40, verse 4, "Every valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill made low." And that's what we anticipate happening soon, and that is, you know, the high and lifted up religious leaders will be brought down, and God will raise up His own people. Crooked will be made straight, rough places plain. Isaiah 40, verse 5, "And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed." And let me just hit enter and see if that enters it, because it's not entering. I can't seem to get to the bottom of this thing here. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble with my IT skills here. Then Haggai, so verse 40, verse 5 is, "The glory shall be revealed. All flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." Chapter 2, verse 6, "Thus saith the Lord, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land." And then verse 7, "I will shake all nations, the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts." And then Malachi 3, verse 1, "I will send my messenger." And then since I can't seem to figure out how to post this, let me just go over to my Bible software. So then it talks about, "But who may abide the day of His coming, and who shall stand when He appeareth? For He is like refiner's fire and like fuller's soap." And then verse 3 in Malachi 3, "He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and He shall purify the sons of Levi." And in the Messiah, there's a whole, you know, choir piece there on that, and it's just totally uplifting. Even as a kid, I used to just go get into that song, and I just thought of myself as being one of the sons of Levi. He's going to purify me and purge them with gold and silver, and that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. And then Isaiah 40, verse 3, I mean, Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall call his name Emmanuel. And then Isaiah 40, verse 9, O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings, lift up your voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid, saith, saying to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Then Isaiah 60, verse 1, Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Then Isaiah 9, verse 2, this is all the sequence that the Lord gave this to handle. When he was doing this during that two-week period. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. I'm not reading in King James, and I should be. And then, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government, listen to this, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, obviously that's referring to Jesus coming, but, you know, we're looking at this child being born, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. I mean, this sequence to me just blows my mind more and more, because it seems like, you know, we've all heard the story of Handel, how he didn't eat, sleep, drink, you know, I don't know about drinking, but for a two-week period, all he did was compose the Messiah, and it was just, he did it. He did it. I mean, this is a huge score. And any of those who, if you have tried to play in it, like I do the cello, but the cello, the tenor parts, all these parts are really rough. I mean, they're very, very challenging, or just, you know, it's very, very difficult to sing. You have to be a really high tenor to sing it. You've got to be really good at the cello to play a lot of that stuff and get up into those just really challenging. And I think for a lot of the instruments it's difficult, but anyway, here he does all this score and the lyrics, which is all Bible text, this, you know, sequence of Bible text strung together in 2 weeks. And after that he gets, and I've already talked about this on here, but he gets, after it's over, he's done, and he just gets stinking drunk, and he sleeps for a while, a long, long time. So I don't know about the drunk. It's like the Lord just grabbed him out of whatever life he was living and had him do this, and then it was over, and he went back to whatever. But it's just, this sequence to me just is inspired, because it seems to be portraying what's going on right now and has been going on, you know, the whole sequence. Anyway, I'd like, you know, some of your thoughts, if you have any, or I just think this is totally awesome. I wish I could post this. I probably could if I kept working at it.
Amen. Malcolm, did you have a song you wanted to sing, did you say?
No, it was to play.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to do it now or later? Doesn't have to do it.
Go for it.
Do it now. Let me see how I can... Okay, I've got my, the host disabled participant screen sharing, but is there a way I can share audio without sharing my screen?
Sure. I don't know. What are you on, a phone?
I'm on a phone, and it says my internet connection is unstable, so that won't help. Let's see, my audio. Yeah, I don't know if I can share anything without being able to share my, it doesn't mean I have to share the screen what I'm looking at, because I'm just looking at all of you. But I think when I share, if I can share a screen, then I can select audio only, and those options will open up to me, but I don't know. Does anybody else know?
Talking? I don't know. Somebody with a phone going to have to tell you because I don't know how to do that.
No, I'm not. I'm on my computer also. It's a separate connection. I've got both audio going here.
Just go down there and say where it says share screen.
It says host disabled participant screen sharing. So can you give me permission temporarily?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Sorry about that, Malcolm. You know, I do have complete authority on this Zoom room.
Okay.
Just want to let that out. Go ahead, brother. You got it now.
Okay, let's see. Let's see what I can. Okay. Okay, share computer sound. But how can I do sound only?
Just do it, and it won't show it if you don't have a camera. It'll just do the audio.
Well, no, I don't want it to show my computer. It'll just be you guys.
Okay.
Let me
piece of tape over the camera.
I don't have a camera. It'll just, let me think here.
Malcolm, just hit it and let's see what happens.
I'm digging down. Okay. Okay, so now I'm going to. Sorry, guys, I'm quite. Okay, here we go. Music or sound, computer only. Got it. Okay, so here we go. Let's see how this works.
We can hear it.
All right. This is near and still nearer.
Malcolm, was that you playing?
Yeah, I just played that, yeah.
Okay, that was good, brother. God bless you.
I'm struggling. I'm trying to figure out how to do this on Zoom, and the phone is terrible.
Well, you just did it.
Okay, I'm not sharing now, right? Okay, good.
Yeah, that was good, Malcolm. Is your wife sitting on top of the piano?
No. When we were dating, she used to slide up next to me when I was playing, and it was very difficult to play when she did that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. You know, because you need to reach out your hands both ways, so. Get away from, no.
Oh, my. Okay.
As long as you didn't knock her off the stool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, at least these benches off. Have a little room, some of them.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I love that song. I don't know if you're familiar with hymns, but.
Yeah. I recognize it. I couldn't tell you the name of it, but I recognize the tune.
Okay, let me read the lyrics. Is that okay?
Sure.
30.
You got to sing them.
Right.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay, so it's just the first verse. Okay, near still near, close to thy heart. Draw me, my Savior, so precious thou art. Fold me, oh, fold me, close to thy breast. Shelter me safe in that haven of rest. Shelter me safe in that haven of rest. I'll do the second verse. I guess I'll do...
Just read it.
Yeah, near still near, nothing I bring. not as an offering to Jesus, my King, only my sinful, now contrite heart. Grant me the cleansing thy blood doth impart. Grant me the cleansing thy blood doth impart. Nearer still nearer, Lord, to be thine. Sin in its follies I gladly resign. All of its pleasures, pomp and its pride, give me but Jesus, my Lord crucified. Give me but Jesus, my Lord crucified. Now this last verse is okay. It's just talking about the end of your life, and I'm not really believing for that. So near still near, while life shall last, till safe in glory my anchor is cast, through endless ages ever to be, nearer my Savior, still nearer to thee, nearer my Savior, still nearer to thee. That's it.
Amen. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah.
Amen. It's a neat song to just sit down to the piano and just, you know, when in a quiet situation and just play. And
you did good, brother. That was awesome. I enjoyed it.
Well, the challenge is getting the software and then recording it and then playing it. So I could do it live, but I was just concerned about the logistics of everything because it's in a different location in the house. So,
yeah. Okay, that sounded good. Yeah, Pat, did you have something you wanted to play?
Yeah, no, not right yet. But I did.
Do you want to sing something?
Not right yet.
Go ahead,
Malcolm, bro. I just wanted to ask you, can you write down that progression of the Messiah that you were speaking about there and send it out in an email or something so we can get it? I would like to read that progression.
Yeah, I'll try to post it here, but are you thinking of more of an email also? Because I'm going to post it here eventually.
Whatever trips your trigger, I just,
okay.
Some way that I can get a hold of it. I would just like to, you know, I've been a Christian for 40 years and that's the first time I've ever heard the story of how Handel's Messiah was written. I wasn't aware of that.
I wasn't either. And when I read it, I thought, you know, it sounds to me like the Lord grabbed him. And whatever he had going on in his life was totally put on hold. And he had the skill set musically. But, man, I'm telling you, that I saw a performance of that in China. And this is when the Christians were so persecuted. And there's excellent video footage of it. These guys went over to China and got, you know, good quality, high, you know, video. And They did the Hallelujah chorus. This is a high profile concert, and at the end of it, the clapping went on forever, and people were bringing up huge bouquets of flowers to the conductor and the orchestra and the choir and everybody. It went on and on and on. I thought, man, it's like these people, you know, they really appreciate, you know, considering the terrible suffering they've been through. And you know what happened after that? After that performance, that conductor was banned from any further performance. And this guy was one of the top-notch conductors in China at the university there. I mean, that's how...
powerful it was.
Well, that's how powerful it was, and that was how much of a threat it was to the government. Because it was like, in that concert, people were suddenly liberated. It's like you got the feeling they were totally free and they were just clapping their head, you know, their hands off. And the applause was just overwhelming in the video. Amen. So, you know, it just speaks to the power of God's word. And of course it's set into music, you know, in a classical style, probably closer to Baroque. Handel was more Baroque than classical, but I think kind of in the transition period there.
Did they have banjo players in that band?
I'm sure people asking. Have done it.
Hey, Isaac, glad you could join us, brother.
Yeah, I'll put it together here.
Yeah, do that. Okay, now, here at the local fellowship, we have songs that are called stand-up type songs. You know what a stand-up type song is? You can't sit down when you hear the song, okay? And that's what we call a stand-up song. And Eve says, are you making a law? When I said, yeah, all right, this is a stand-up song. Everybody got to stand up. She said, you're making a law. I said, stand up and don't worry about it. Just sing it. And that's what we got. And now they're doing it. They're all right, y'all get up. This is my stand-up song. And so this next song, this first song is going to be a stand-up song. Let me see if I can do this.
All right. Michael?
Yeah.
I had my hand up to pray.
Okay. It's hard to see your hand because it's almost the same color. I see it now. It's almost the same color as the hand. Go ahead.
I wanted to pray for Joe.
Go ahead.
I know that was hard for him to have that kind of dream, you know, kind of vision and everything. So Lord, I just lift up Joe to you. I wouldn't want to be left hanging on a rope myself. So Lord, just deliver him from whatever the enemy's trying to do to him. I break the power of Satan and the demons that are trying to affect him. I pray, Father, that you will give him guidance and wisdom on those things that you want him to do. I pray that you will order his steps and that he will draw close to you. I just pray you would woo him and draw him and just give him your joy and your peace and your rest. And set him free from whatever the enemy is trying to do to him and help him to just turn to you more and just love on you more, that you will love on him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Lord, just put him up in your lap and hug him, Lord. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, folks, here it is. This is the Stand Up song.
Glory, 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 hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah.
What happened?
Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory. Glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, every breath is praise. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, every breath is praise. In the wee hours of the morning, when we're up, that's when I know I gotta sing, I lift him up. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, every breath is praise. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, every breath is praise. If you're standing in the fire and the devil thinks he's won, oh, just to lift your voice and remind that you're a blood-bought child of God, yes. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory.
protest. Come on back from the wilderness and roam there. Come on back from the wilderness and lean upon his chest. Come on back from the wilderness, the wilderness and roam there. Come on back from the wilderness, so weary from your tears. Come on back from the wilderness, the wilderness and roam.
God, thank you, Jesus. Woohoo! I need some oxygen. Thank you, Lord. Let's see here what happened.
Strength arises. We wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Oh,
is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They'll soar high on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint.
Champion, you overcome.
I serve the Roman Empire. I fought wars against the...
I hear the Savior say that our strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Jesus.
crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Sing again. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow.
Repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow.
Far as the curse is found.
He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness,
and wonders of his love.
Love will not cease at the end of time.
love will protect. Love always hopes, and love still believes when you don't. Love is the arms that are holding you. Love never fails you. My heart won't make a sound when I can't turn back around. When the sky is falling down, nothing is greater than this, greater than this. 'Cause love is right here, love is alive. Love is the way, the truth, the life. Love is the river that flows through. Love is the arms that are holding you. And love is a place you will fly to. Love never fails you.
We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
and beautiful shore.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
USAA insurance for renters who make the most of their space and money. That's why we make it easy to cover the stuff you love for as little as 33 cents a day. USAA, what you're made of, we're made for.
to hear that one more time. We'll do that.
Amen. I wish somebody get excited here. Glory to God. Man, a lot. Well, we went over a little tonight, but that's okay. I had fun. How about y'all? Amen. Hey, boys. How y'all doing? All right, down there in Texas. Where's your cowboy boots? Amen. All right. I guess we better get off here so I can get this thing uploaded. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for a great time tonight. And Lord, I know that every prayer we prayed tonight is answered. And we just praise you for it, Father. We know we're going to see the results in just a little while because I know you're working on it. You got your angels out there right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for such a great time with such great people. And I praise you for blessing everybody tonight with a good night's sleep and with dreams about the things that are coming on this world. And Lord, I thank you for lifting up Joe. Lift him up and put him in your arms, Lord, and wrap your love around him in Jesus' name. Because it's shouting time in heaven. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for keeping the communist battles, keeping the communist horde back away from Rion and Claire, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. We'll see y'all. Bless you.